afternoon, folks. Carolyn Evers is here. And as you know, I'm just so delighted to be here to share some time with you, talk to you, meet with one another. And hopefully we all come to some agreement on some of these very important issues today. But most of all, that in our meeting of minds and hearts, that we come a little closer to the God force, that we have a better understanding of who we are and what we are all about. Now, in the pages today talking about the show, I had mentioned that Dr. Richard Presser was going to be my guest today, and there is some time distance between Australia and the U.S., and I suspect that he is sleeping in today. So what do you know? I'm being stood up at the altar, so to speak. But knowing that I am one who is never, or not usually, at a loss for words, we'll just pick up from there. One of the books that Dr. Presser has written is The Coming Golden Age and How to Prepare for It. And that title intrigued me, The Golden Age. You know, we hear that a lot. We've heard about it in history. In the history books, there has been talk about the Golden Age. And so my question to you, my friends, is, what does a golden age mean to you? I sure would like for you to call me here, 877-876-5227, and share some of your thoughts. How do you feel about this? What does it mean to you, the coming golden age? I thought about that, and it was very hard to come up with a definition of what the golden age is. And then I realized what the golden age was, at least to me. A golden age is the time when we bring heaven down to earth. Not an easy accomplishment, but it is something that is in front of us today. To bring down God's heaven to earth. And so, what does that mean to you? Bring down God's heaven to earth. To me, it means that time when there is enough love in the world that everything that we do is motivated by love. To me, that is what a golden age is. And if you had some thoughts that might expand this, or perhaps you think of a golden age as something entirely different, give us a call, 877-876-5227. Now, from a philosophical point of view, it might seem that we're not very close to a golden age when you look at the world around us, full of turmoil, financially, politically, on all of the levels that you can possibly think of. There's a lot of turmoil right now. Imagine how all of that would drop away if we had indeed already brought heaven down to earth, God's love. Imagine working together in this world, motivated, activated by God's love. What a joy that would be. And so, how to prepare for it? I suspect that preparing for a golden age would be to know and understand who you are. And so the question arises, who am I? Who are you? Who are the collective we? Who are we? Give us a call, my beloveds, 877-876-5227. Call in. Tell me what you think. I'm very interested in what you think about who you are, who I am, who the collective we is. Who are we? So, regardless of where we wander in this conversation today, I'm really interested in what moves your heart in this direction, so give me a call. Give me some input. Let me hear from you. One of the reasons that I wanted Dr. Presser to come on the program today and chat with us was that we're working on several projects. And one of them is he has put together a list of questions about the soul and the mission and the work that Yeshua and Mary Magdalene had done together. And so he had put together a list of questions, and I was channeling the answers through Lord Metatron. And I have to tell you, it gave a completely different focal point and background about these two, I don't know how to describe it, should I say lovers? Those who were really demonstrating to the world what true love is between a man and a woman. And unfortunately, the church as we know it has, you might say, tried to erase that from the books. In the very beginning, what did they call her? A harlot. A prostitute. But we know that the one who carried the alabaster jar was none of those things. We know that she was the spouse. She wasn't just a disciple. She was part of that inner space within his heart. And between the two of them, they formed this vessel. And they were able to journey through the kundalini that the two of them raised in one another to all there is, source, in the center of the cosmos, and they were able to bring back that energy, that love, and they filled up their containers with it, and they were demonstrating to the world what true, beautiful, conjugal love truly is. And this is what they held up to the world. Yet, these 2,000 years? It has been hidden. And so now, because of books that have been written, movies that have been done, documentaries, it is, I felt, time that we bring forth another aspect of the information. Not necessarily looking for little clues in biblical work, in documents, in chasing archaeological spots, in looking for the coins or the cups or some other thread of information that's found on Earth. And that is why we have begun this project. We are bringing in information from the other side. Yes, about the life and times of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, but also the history of their soul. Why they chose, or why Yeshua chose 12 apostles, what did that imply? What about the crucifixion, the circumstances surrounding that? And why was that allowed to happen? And so, my friends, I do believe that this truly is a timely subject, and that will be on the website at MetatronMinutes.com. It will be on that website. We are, as you know, I am a channel for the spiritual hierarchy and have been for quite a few years. And so we are working with Lord Metatron on this particular project. And to me, it is an exciting project. We have done, Dr. Presser and I have done the first installment. And I don't know if he has this, had the opportunity to get the first installment up on the website or not. But I suggest that you check out the website, see if it's there. There is something there that I think is fascinating. And there was a question about Lord Metatron's name, in other words, the meaning of his name. And there is a beautiful description that, of course, I asked him, you know, what does your name mean? And there is a snippet, it is my voice and channel, receiving from Lord Metatron the words as to what his name means. And that is on the website as we speak. You might be feel that it is a very beautiful thing to hear is his description of what his name means. Give me a call here at BBS. Imagine something free in the world. You can call long distance here in the States. It's 877-876-5227. We're here wanting to know what your thoughts are about the Golden Age. And we have a caller.
Yes, hi, Carolyn. This is Jim from Florida.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you? I spoke with you a few weeks ago. You told me to connect with you again, and you'd help me connect with that higher source in determining my purpose. Well, you kind of told me that, and I feel much better now.
I love it. You're feeling better. How marvelous that is. Yes, we can read from the Akashic Records, but, Jim, tell me what question I should put forth to them. How should I word it?
Well, you kind of like said I volunteered to be here in these crazy times. I always did that.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, you know, I'm here to wake people up or whatever. So that kind of gave me kind of a clearer purpose of my life. And you said there is some through meditation I need to do. You would help me connect with the people that could help me fulfill my purpose better, I think how you worded it.
Okay, so this wasn't necessarily connecting with your higher mind, but was this for people from another planet? Or wasn't that made clear?
A little bit of all of the above, I'm not sure.
Would you say?
Yeah.
I missed that, dear. Would you say?
Well, it's kind of a little of both of what you just said. I'm not sure quite how you would help me connect. I'm not sure which source. So.
Oh, okay. So in your mind, you're not sure if you're working with someone from another planet or if, okay. I think, let's see. I was going to go to the cherubim and have them pull your records, but let's see if there's someone else who might want to actually, there's two ways that we could go on this. One is from the cherubim, looking at your records, and seeing what your current mission is. And then after we finish with that, I do see that there is another source that we can go to. So, Jim, first of all, let us go to the Akashic Record, which for those who might not have heard this show before, the records that I read from are the records that are found in the center of the cosmos, and they are in the care of a group of cherubim, and it is their, you might say, job description to make these records available to source all there is when they wish to see what is in a record. And then they also take the information from the vibration as it comes up to them, each individual soul, and puts it in their own data bank, so to say, because our vibrations, and this is rather interesting, Jim, I think, our vibrations are as individual as our fingerprints are. And to me, this is such a beautiful thing that each one of us is so individual that we are not like any other soul in that sense. And so what I see there is there is one of the cherubim holding your record, and she has it opened, but she wanted me to see the cover first, and the color of your particular cover is brown. And what that means, Jim, is when God created souls, he created souls to fulfill a particular part of the divine plan that he had, what we might call the tree of life. And that cover means that you were born under, or not, your soul came forth under under a pink ray, and the focus of that ray was love. And these souls express their love based upon certain aspects. In other words, a person might express their love while they're here on earth through the written word as a writer, through a librarian, one who keeps it, loves to read the books, or even as a teacher or a nurse. So it is an aspect of love that the soul is expressing itself through the deeds or the persona that they're taking upon themselves in this particular lifetime. And so you naturally wanting to express love, you're going to find some way that you can express love. And the choice that you made this lifetime, because they're not always the same, you followed different paths in other lifetimes, but this particular lifetime, you have chosen the love of peace and harmony, and to bring that peace and harmony down to people on the earth, and the precise manner in which you are bringing this peace and harmony is that you are working with another group that is going to help you bring in these energies of peace and harmony that you will then transfer to others. And you might say, like, you are the antenna here upon the earth, whereby you will be receiving those particular energies. And there is, in that, it forms the foundation for what we would call the ascension. Because as human beings, we cannot move to a higher dimension until we have done a little bit of homework, so to speak. And, of course, some of that homework is going to be to learn to live with one another in peace and harmony. So for you and for the group who finds peace and harmony very important, that is why you are working with them, because in their home planet, they have become very proficient in building their communities, their lifestyles, upon the concept of peace and harmony. And you have worked with them before. And I think, well, she's closing your book now, because what she's doing, she has given me that aspect of this part of your journey. And so what we will do now is we will look and see that group that is that you have given permission to pass those energies of love and harmony to you, and so that there is this commitment, there is this, commitment to one another. They have agreed to work with you to bring you these energies, and you have agreed with them to accept them and to disseminate it. And I'm not seeing a name here. To see if I can find what planetary system it is. It's not one that I've recognized. The name is not coming up real quick. Oh, Andromeda. This particular group, they're showing me the name from the Andromeda system. And you have worked with them before. You have worked with other aspects of their what they have learned by working in communities, as I said, with peace and harmony. And they have others here, and other individuals besides you who are working here on this planet, bringing down those concepts and those ideas. And what they intend to do at a future date is to bring forth some of these other individuals that's working along with them so that you can help one another in the work that is going to come forth. And so their suggestion, well, first of all, before I go on, Jim, have you had any indications or any promptings of along these lines of what I'm saying to you?
Well, I think the way you're linking all this together makes perfect sense to me.
It makes perfect sense, but what I'm asking you, in your heart, have you felt a calling along some of these lines, or a desire, or an urge, or a sense that there is something here that you need to fulfill?
Oh, yeah, that's getting more and more so. I'm feeling that. So what you're saying is what I was feeling anyway.
Okay, so this is what I want to know. If you are feeling this urge, this sense, this part of your soul that is desiring to fulfill something of this nature and want more information about it, because it's difficult to move along to the next plateau until someone, and unless someone picks up those urges from within, and that's why I asked you. So from what you're saying, it sounds like perhaps you have at least come to that place.
Yes, I think so.
Yes, and see, that's important. And the reason why that's important is because it is very difficult to become passionate about the next step. And it is that passion that one brings to a mission like this that is so extremely important, because unless one feels passionate about a work like this, they're not going to take the time to really learn how to do it and follow through with implementing it. And so it sounds to me like you are in the very beginning stages searching. Is that fair to say that?
Absolutely. It's very accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is good, because this is one of the things and one of the reasons why we do this radio show is there are so many people awakening now, and they don't always know what direction to turn to. And here, in your situation, you have already made the commitment. It's in your record. You planned this before you came into this lifetime. You took what Source or All There Is gave you, and what is implanted in your heart is this love aspect, and out of the love aspect comes the service. And so the service is to bring forth some of these qualities. And it's kind of interesting that I was talking about the golden age. You know, what is the golden age? And certainly part of the golden age, as I perceive it in love, is bringing forth the peace and the cooperation with one another. It has to be there to bring forth a golden age. So in that sense, you are one of the many people here who are working to bring this golden age into place, and you're bringing it in the beginning, that is, in the very most simple aspects of it, the simple building blocks. And so you're cooperating with this group who will be bringing forth these energies to you. And Do you meditate at all?
Yes.
Now, during meditation, have you sensed that there was someone there guiding your meditations?
Not always directly, but, you know, I feel I just have to do it more and more now to clear things up for me. So I'm working on that now.
This is the key. This is the key, Jim. The emotional response to what you are finding in meditation. It is the key that opens up the body. It opens up the body to receive. And you will notice this by how the body feels when you meditate. And so when you meditate, don't just meditate per se, but see how it affects your body. What response, how is your body responding to this meditation? Do you feel, and these are going to be some of the questions that might, you might look at later, because in the beginning, these threads are going to be very wispy. How does the body feel? Are you starting to feel this love connection? Are you starting to feel that someone is supporting you there? Because once you start to feel that support, you are then going to be able to open up these other centers to receive what they are sending you. Now, does that sound complicated or easy to you?
No, that's a very well put. Yeah, that seems like a natural transition to as you get better at it and commit more to it. I think this would be a normal results of doing a. Of working on it and getting some benefits from it.
Well, the reason why you will have to search, look for this essence that you will feel in your body is because their connection, their energy, you see, is peace and cooperation. And so it's part of the love energy, and it is a gentle energy. It's going to be very subtle in the beginning as they start sending this to you and you make connection with them. So it's a subtle energy. And yes, do this more. And when you do meditate, see how it feels. See what it does to your heart center, that heart mind. You will be looking to connect with their energy. It will be a very subtle, peaceful, cooperative kind of energy between you and they. So what I'd like for you to do, Jim, is practice that a little bit and get back with me and tell me how things are going. Because maybe you might be ready for the next step, and maybe you're having a little bit of a problem, not a problem, but a little bit of a challenge finding the next step. So you really have two steps here, Jim. First of all, the one step is that you did make a commitment of service, really, to the world, knowing that when one gives service to the world, they also are serving themselves. No one can help another bring them forth without bringing themselves forth. It's an impossibility. One cannot help another without helping themselves in the work. So blessings to you, Jim. You've made, as I see, a very good choice, because it's going to bring you great happiness and contentment.
Okay, that's great, Carolyn. And also, I have a chance to make a little bit of money after being out of work for a year. So I feel proud that I took a chance and believed in myself, and I want to use this to, pursue my, waking people up kind of thing. You know, you have a little extra money, and then you can print out flyers. You can, invest some of this back into into trying to wake people up. So I'm very excited about that opportunity to put some of that money to work in a good way. It's easy to be greedy. It's easy to get caught up in these material things. But, you know, after coming full circle, I've been there, done that. So that's not what's inspiring me to make more money. It's just to give back and to help people. And now that you've kind of clarified my purpose, I feel very motivated to do this, and it's exciting to me.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that, Jim. It must have been very difficult being out of work for a year.
Well, I just studied quietly. BBS was a big help, and as they say, the truth will set you free, but I was always trying to warn people about vaccines, just doing my own little activism, my own little...
Right.
But I just knew I'd go in debt a little bit, and then boom, it's just like a door. I saw a little door was cracked open, and I said, there, that's it. I gotta go there and do it. And
I love it.
And it's been a really interesting learning experience, but it's not the money that I have a chance to make. It's the education I received, realizing that there's just so many opportunities when I learned about this. So that's more exciting than the money itself, knowing that I'm on the right path and I can give something back with money.
All of that is beautiful, Jim, but don't discount the money. We're not talking here, you know, if you look at money as energy,
mm-hmm.
and maybe, you see, I believe that if you look at the money as energy, you can purify that, because the plane that we are on, unfortunately, it does take money. You know, you've got to eat, you got to pay your bills, and it's the way it is constructed here. And so you don't want to have disdain towards money, because you don't want to cut off your prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
You want to increase your prosperity so that you can do this work.
Yeah.
So perhaps you need to think a little about your attitude towards money. Think of it as this aspect of energy that will allow you to convert to these other activities. And you see, if you look at it that way or a similar way based upon how, you know, your own personal feelings, you're going to have a different attitude about money. Because here's what I'm hearing from your conversation, and maybe you don't mean it that way, but how I perceive it is you're thinking of money as something that is greedy.
Mm.
And you don't want to do that, because you don't want to cut off your prosperity. You can spiritualize this. You can accept money as this energy exchange that you can convert to fulfill your dreams and hopes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I just feel I have a better mindset about it, and I
right.
just feel I don't have to worry about it, and I can also use a lot of it, take care of my own needs, of course,
right.
and not worry about work anymore, but also give a lot back, and it's just like, you know, not struggling for rent and all this stuff, it'll just like, oh, then I can just like pour a lot more energy into this activism work. So
exactly.
I think the next time we talk, Carol, I'm going to set something up privately. And I mean, I've got a lot of free readings over the past year from this station, and I just want to give back to the people that helped me and not look for the free readings now that my financial situation has changed. So that's what I look forward to doing. So I'll call you privately and set something up, and we'll wrap
well,
this up.
Well, just go to the website, carolynevers.com or Akashic Reading, and just place an order for that.
Yeah, I am.
Now, we have an option. We can either do that through email, and then I send the reading on a CD, or we are starting something new now. You can have a live reading with me and Lord Metatron.
Okay. That live reading sounds excellent.
Yeah, well, some people like to see it in, you know, in the written word.
Yeah.
What we do, what we'll do with that when you have a live reading is we'll call into a number where we can then have the entire thing recorded for you, and you can download it into your own computer.
Okay, Carolyn, thank you so much. I'll like give someone else a chance, and give me a couple weeks to wrap things up, and I'll be in touch.
Well, that's wonderful, Jim. Keep that prosperity coming in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Carolyn. I sure will.
Okay.
Blessings. Namaste.
Bless you, too. So, my friends, give us a call, 877-876-5227. And Jim mentioned something that I think is so true. And what that is there are so many wonderful hosts at BBS that offer so many different aspects to help complete the individual, to help fulfill them. And, you know, Dawn at the Station puts forth a lot of work, a lot of energy. Take some time, those who hear me, and, you know, send some energy his way. He has a lot of details that he's got to take care of. You know, you listen to these shows, and they are so well done. You know, you just tune into your computer. You can pick up your phone and call, and you really don't understand the aspects of all of the work that he does behind the scenes. So send him some energy. Give him a little lift today, because he does provide a most remarkable service for everyone. 877-876-5227. Well, we were talking about... Oh, we have another call. Not going to have a chance to talk. Okay. And who am I speaking to?
Rosemary.
Did you say Roseanne or Ruthian?
No, Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemary. How are you, dear?
Much better. I want to thank you so much for the healing and to thank you for helping to clear some of the clutter out of my mind.
I loved that phone call the last time you called in. I just loved it. Can I just recap in a sentence or two for our audience so they know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Rosemary had a professional service in an office, and because of the time, as they are, she had to close her office, and so she felt like this was a big stumbling block, and we talked about all this and realized that what she was receiving was so accurate. This was transformation for something bigger and better at home. So now you tell me, Rosemary, how you have evolved in this.
I have noticed that I can now speak with someone, and in about 2 minutes, I can bring out information that they may want to look at to facilitate their transformation. And, I mean, it's just amazing, and I don't have to meet them in person. I can just listen with my heart and listen with my soul and hold a prayer in my heart that says, "Dear God, please put your words in my mouth that I may serve you."
I love that. I really do, Rosemary. I do the same thing before I go on a show, that I say the things that people need to hear, and those who need to hear it, tune in.
Thank you.
So you're doing the same thing. I love it.
Yes, and it's and little things. I had a beautiful reward today. My neighbors on the other side of us cut down a huge old maple tree, and I looked at the maples in my yard, and I said, "Though your brother has fallen, receive his energy and grow in grace, for you are safe all of your days." And I felt this wonderful sigh of relief as nature said, "Oh, okay." And it, I just, you know, I just serve here. Sometimes I don't understand.
Oh, it's so beautiful, isn't it, Rosemary?
Yes, we are. It's a funny thing to recognize you, Carolyn, are a comfort.
I'm a comfort? Is that what you said?
You are a comfort to the universe and to life.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say that. Mm-hmm. It actually is my intention, Rosemary. It's something that I strive to do.
Mm-hmm. And you do it well.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you for allowing me to check in. I did check in with the Metatron Minutes. It was incredible, that the first meditation, the recording of it. What I wanted to tell you was that I went, you know, time and space are variable things, and I just went back to the time and I joined the group mind from Ra and everyone else and started channeling the energy as was asked, and I felt it was very, very successful.
I know. Isn't that beautiful, what comes through Lord Metatron?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a truth. Whenever a society withholds love from their women, there is always barrenness somewhere in their culture and anger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
did you sign up for the newsletter?
Yes.
Good. Because what's coming out, those newsletters are really questions that people send to me through the site, and then we ask Lord Metatron to answer them. And I am just amazed with the questions that people ask and the answers. And I have something, Rosemary, that I haven't put in a newsletter yet because I just took the information. But this person was asking about the different kinds of water. And she gave me a list of different kinds of water and which was the most beneficial. Like, you know, she talked about reverse osmosis and alkaline water and magnetic water. And that's going to be in the next newsletter. So if anybody's interested in that water, it's incredible. It's beautiful.
Well, yes, and we always are. Everything that goes into our being is to be blessed first.
Indeed.
It's a little risky not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you. I will let someone else call in, but I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much.
And Rosemary, thank you for being you also.
Good day to you, dear. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, dear. You know, it's always nice to hear from people that you have rubbed shoulders with before. Even though, you know, it's so fascinating about being on the Internet. You know, we're miles away from one another, but yet picking up a telephone, turning on your computer, we're in the room with each other. What other age has been so convenient to spread such information? We truly are privileged, and I would just like to say there's a lot of turmoil around, but don't let it change your focus. And information that I have received about that is, and Metatron addressed, Lord Metatron addressed this, and so did others. And when particles are reforming to another structure, there is a point in time where it seems like chaos, because the old has to, first of all, move apart from one another to then restructure in the new. And folks and friends, how I see this now is this is the chaos that we are in. But what that means is this doesn't mean chaos that is destructive. You know, there are some things we say, we think of the word chaos as being something destructive, but this is not. This chaos is taking the particles from the old and restructuring them to the new. And this is where we are right now. And it's extremely important not to be swayed by fear of the things that you see beyond you. Because the old structures that have been driven by greed must fall apart. And in their falling, do not feel that you will not be protected. If you have your mind and your heart in the right direction, you will be able to materialize what you need. But the only way that you can do this and materialize in the best possible manner is not to be in fear. And so we have to learn how to live in the midst of what we would call this restructure, this chaos, and not be in fear. That is our biggest challenge today, to allow what seems like disharmony to swirl around us and not touch us, and for us to be building the new things within. We are going to have to look at old problems in a new manner. You know, the politicians are talking about change. Well, we have to change also. I'm not talking here about political themes. I am talking here strictly on spiritual themes. We have to look at things in a new way. The things that come up and challenge us are not there to destroy us. God did not bring us here for us to fail. And so, my friends, as these challenges come up, think outside the box. Think of how you can take those challenges, how you can remold them and come up with something better than the old. This, my friends, is where we are now. And so I say these things to you to open the door to hope. And in that hope, know that you can create your world the way you envision it. And again, how would you describe a golden age? What would you do to bring in the golden age? And I challenge you, this is what you are about. You are about bringing in the golden age. And I say to you, are you ready for it? Are you in joy about it? Does it fill your heart with love and excitement and joy to know that you are here participating in all of that? And my friends, I would tell you that you cannot do that and be in fear. Because if you look at the turmoil around yourself and you're in fear, you have forgotten who sent you, why you are here, and what you are to do. Because you are the creator of your world. You can turn it into anything you want it to be. And so, let us all hold hands in our minds and in our hearts. And for those who need some encouragement, let us send our encouragement to them. Because I'm sure there are people who have not called in today where maybe they had a problem. Maybe they were sheltering some kind of sorrow. And so for those who are not in sorrow, who are not in fear, send some of your love force to them. The time is drawing close, my friends. We must reach in and find out who we are. And if you don't know who you are, then you need to do some work. If you want to do it by yourself, meditate. Sign up for Metatron Minutes newsletter. It's free. Consider joining him in conference calls. I am telling you, the work that we are doing with the Masters, with Archangel Michael, with Lord Metatron, will be changing the world. And foremost, ultimately, it changes you. And if you want something better for yourself, know that you have the power to make it better. All of that is in your hands, no one else. For too long, we have been under control of others, and it is time now to take back our lives. It is time now to live in the world that we fashion ourselves. And so, my friends, it is now drawing up to the moment when it is time for me for one more week to say goodbye to you. Namaste. Let us all build the magnificence of tomorrow. It is why we are here. I send my love to you. You send my love to me. We send it out to the world. What better story is it than that? Until the next time, this is Carolyn Evers. Holding you in her heart, I am there with you. Call next week. Goodbye.